But the president has actually formally now invited them to meet with him, you know, on Tuesday. And we're expecting that meeting to hold. The indication from the parents and their leaders in Abuja was that they were not really fully representative, those of them who came to Abuja, and that if the president would agree, they are ready to mobilize themselves and come and meet the president. And the president also, again, acceded to that and wrote them officially. And they have confirmed today that they have received the letter and they will honor the invitation.
We had reports that the parents who were supposed to meet President Jonathan all of a sudden pulled out of the meeting. What can you tell me about this?
When the idea was mooted by Malala and the president acceded to the request by Malala that he should meet those parents, 12 of them, and 5 girls who are in Abuja, it was a very welcome development by the parents, the girls, and the leaders of their communities in Abuja. But it is the leadership of the Bring Back Our Girls organization who, from time immemorial, we have always known that they had, you know, major political reasons for doing what they were doing. I mean, they were heavily sponsored and had very serious partnership with APC. All right, and that everything they're doing is to embarrass the government and, you know, is pointedly aimed at 2015. They were the people who insisted, even despite Malala's persuasive efforts and those of her parents and members of her delegation, these people refused and, you know, they were adamant and they did not allow the meeting to take place. The other real issue is that people are beginning to feel that maybe part of the reason why they were recalcitrant was that, you know, one was not really very sure of the identity of the people they were parading, you know, because... the information from Chibok did not confirm that there was any movement of parents from Chibok to Abuja. So this may have been some scam that was just hurriedly arranged for Malala.
So are you saying that this campaign undermined the planned meeting between the president and the parents of the abducted girls?
I'm not saying that. I'm telling you categorically that that is what happened. You can call the Malala Foundation. Mr. Jordan is the director of the foundation. Malala herself did everything. She nearly missed her flight. Government officials had to prevail on the pilots to please allow Malala to conclude the arrangement she was making to ensure that the planned visit was not botched. She even directed her, you know, Mr. Jordan to step down from the travels so as to ensure that the arrangement succeeded. But it did not work. I mean, after 24 hours that we have made this story known, nobody in the Bring Back Our Girls have refuted their position, which is quite unlike them. They have not said it is not true.
There are concerns and criticisms leveled against the administration that since these schoolgirls were abducted, and they wonder why the president had to be prodded by an outsider in order for him to decide to meet the girls.
No. You got it all mixed up. You know, the president was not prodded. All right, these people are not residents in Abuja, okay? And when Malala came, she also is a victim of this type of thing, and you know these people surreptitiously have arranged for Malala to meet with this with the parents and those girls. So the president, in order to show that he had nothing, against them, and that he cares. All right, he graciously acceded to Manila's request without even any qualms whatsoever. And within 6 hours, he announced a date and an appointed time for the visit. So it was not being prodded. The president did not invite them. But, if they were on ground, all right, and, a global figure like Manila now says that, please, these people have come to see me. I'll be glad if you will see them. The president, said, look, I care about these people. I care about them. I feel for them. These children that are missing are like my own daughters, too. So, it was a display of, parenthood and, love and affection that the president did. It was not a matter of the president being goaded to taking that decision at all. It's not correct.
What are the efforts being done to bring back the girls?
A lot of work is being done. I really cannot discuss them on the air. But, I can assure you that, the government is doing so many things. And I believe that, as each day passes, we are inching close to a breakthrough.
Is there a possibility that a president will visit Chibok? Because some people have criticized him for not going there.
The president is president of Nigeria. He will visit Chibok, he will visit anywhere else. There are so many things going on in Nigeria. People outside there may be worried about Chibok. Since Chibok event, over 2,000, 3,000 people have also been killed by Boko Haram. You understand? We have got victims, we have got people in hospitals, we've got people who have died, recently. Abuja was bombed. So, the president has to have all that in view. You get my point? The president has to have all that in view. So it's not just Chibok. And, our own interest is not delimited by the Chibok affairs. We still have the problem of Boko Haram to contend with. So, it's a very deep and multifaceted problem. And, the really important thing is not the cosmetic event, show of photo opportunities, that really matters. The important thing for us now is to ensure that the girls are delivered back and safe to their parents.
This meeting called by the president, is it strictly the parents or the elders of the community in that place?
They're calling the parents, they're calling the girls that have been released and, community members. And they're very enthusiastic about coming.
How far is the effort to combat it? How far has it gotten?
France is on ground, America is on ground, Britain is on ground, Israel is on ground, Australia is on ground, China is on ground. There is an international cooperation and, alliance on these issues. And, most of these things are military-based and, security matters. A lot of work is going on, but you cannot broadcast them.
Now, last but not the least, did you say that this Bring Back Our Girls campaign wanted or planned to scam the government by presenting people who were not parents of...
In their desperation to put down President Goodluck Jonathan, they may have inadvertently shot themselves in the leg by, putting up a scam package that really not stand the test of time.